dog?
Well, let me just find it first.
Okay. She doesn't want to get people all hyped for a song and then find out that Rivendell doesn't.
That's exactly what it is.
Yeah. What do you mean? Rivendell has all the songs that we play. So no matter what she's looking for, it'll be there.
You got it. Okay.
Ooh.
No.
Okay. So it doesn't have songs by Jukebox the Ghost. Whoa. I don't know why I couldn't say
Jukebox
that.
Jukebox the Goat?
No, Jukebox.
Wait,
okay.
No, I have an idea. Emma's got an idea.
But I need to correctly say this band names. It's Jukebox the Ghost, which is a band that I like a lot. They have a lot of really good songs. I particularly like Girl, which I've been listening to a lot lately.
Exciting.
It's very good.
Nice.
They also have, you've probably heard it, Everybody's Lonely, which is a bop and a half.
Mm-hmm.
And I do also listen to that song quite frequently.
Exciting.
Good bands.
Fancy.
Yeah.
Inventive.
Yes.
I'm sure that this is creating some riveting radio entertainment for our 14 listeners right now. shout out to all of you for sticking with this until its very twisted end.
We're still looking for a song.
We are. if worst comes to worst, Emma, we can play Come On Eileen.
No. No, not again.
Because we know they have that.
That's true. No, I have a better idea.
Is this the third song you're trying to find?
The fourth
song. Rivendell is perfect, and we love it.
Well, there's one. Yeah, let's go with this.
Okay.
So, I just would like to say it's been a good hour,
mm-hmm.
and we love all of you, and yeah. you yeah. love me.
Thank you for... Wait, that's like such a...
Okay, bye-bye.
take you by the hand. You're gonna know right now. I'm gonna hit a little bit, I'm gonna move. Let you feel alive. Step up, baby. We're gonna have a time. I said, have a gonna have a time.
But it felt
so good to let the water wash our masks away. Laughing at a joke no one else thinks is funny. Cheesecake for dinner, steak for dessert. I'm finally awake, no more faking it, honey. Even if it means I'll get hurt. I met myself the other day when I was hanging out with you. Dancing in the rain with my hair freshly done. We both knew it made no sense to be carrying on this way, but it felt so good to let the water wash our masks away. Myself the other day when I was hanging out with you. So surprised to love the woman I had become. I just knew it made no sense to be carrying on this way, but it felt so good to let the truth wash my mask away.
She does to me, yeah. I don't think that she knows how I feel about her. See, when she walks in the room, I can't help but smile. I don't wanna wait till noon to see you, to see you. Yeah, I wake up every day, do the same damn thing, do the same thing. But I can't help myself.
is Eric from the band Stepanian. You're listening to WMFO 91.5 FM Medford.
Thinking about you.
Good morning, everyone. It is 7:23. This is DJ Molly. You're listening to 91.5 WMFO, Tufts Freeform Radio. Just want to apologize for all those listeners. Shout out to Mom and Dad who texted me this morning and were like, where are you on this radio show? It's just music right now. Well, we had a bit of an alarm fiasco, but here we are up and at it at 7:23. I have some wonderful guests with me today. Guests, do you guys want to just introduce yourself real quick?
Yeah, my name's Hazel. I'm a freshman here at Tufts.
My name's Olivia. I'm also a freshman.
Amazing. These two lovely ladies were at the gym last night with me, and we were just chatting, and we're like, why don't we just chat on air, you know? Yeah. bring it live. Yeah. Okay, wonderful. Okay, so in the chatting with Molly spirit, we will ask our first question. What did you have for breakfast this morning?
I actually did not eat any breakfast. I woke up bright and early at 6:40 a.m. Mm. Tried, so, my alarm was so loud, and my roommate, I felt so bad, she stirred a little bit. Like, oh no. So
Carm doesn't open until 7:15.
Yeah. Dang. So we're eating after this.
Yeah. Nice. Well, I'm not, because I'm allowed, but...
You could probably grab something real fast. Yeah, I also did not eat breakfast. I woke up at 7:12. and just scurried on over. But yeah, we did our best. But what do you guys normally eat? Do you guys always eat breakfast before class?
I do. I go to Carm almost every day, and I get usually like whatever they have, hot food or some yogurt, cereal.
Yeah, I'd say it's like a toss up if I wake up in time to eat breakfast. What I do, always put it in a bowl. You have eggs and spinach and sriracha to hide the taste of the eggs.
Wait, you don't like eggs?
No, they don't like eggs here.
Oh, yeah. Okay, that's fair.
Are like sponges. They're like, I don't know how to explain them without looking at them.
Yeah.
They look like they would bounce like rubber, but they also have like, they're like aerated. They have like holes.
Right. I think it's powdered eggs.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Oh, they're powdered eggs?
Yeah.
I didn't know they made those.
Like, oh, yeah.
I think maybe once a week they have like good real eggs.
Yeah.
They run out very fast.
Yeah. DeWick has been doing scrambled eggs.
Real eggs.
Yeah. But also, they'll do fried eggs every once in a while.
Yeah, and those are good, except I only like them when the egg yolk is runny. And
oh.
Yesterday they were positively.
Not runny. Wow. Yeah, I used to love Carm breakfast. I was like downhill my freshman year, and then sophomore year I lived in Carpenter. Do you guys know Carpenter?
Yeah.
It's right across the street from Carm.
It's a freshman house now.
Yeah, now it's freshman. And it was just so convenient because I guess one of you live in Carm, no?
I do.
Okay, that's even more convenient.
So.
Yeah. But I loved dining hall breakfast. I think I'd eat breakfast every day. Because it's what gets me up, you know?
It's really important.
Yeah.
And I definitely, like, feel it in my first class if I don't, but...
Yeah.
Sometimes don't wake up.
Yeah, that's okay. And I know people that just, like, yeah, would rather sleep, and that's cool, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, all right, freshman year. This is a big year.
It is.
Yeah. I guess every year of college is pretty big, but... what, if you guys could summarize in... I'll give you three words each, and then we'll really just deep dive.
Okay.
So, start thinking. If you have your three words, let me know.
Do these three words have to be connected?
Or no, they can be three adjectives. They can be a sentence. They can do whatever you want.
You're going first.
Okay.
Okay, I can think about mine.
Okay.
Your
freshman year?
Yeah. Well, okay, I'm just going to do freshman fall because it was very different. My freshman fall, I would summarize as I did homework.
I agree.
I just felt so bogged down with work. It was like unreal. I think also I was just like in five classes for no reason, and at the very last second I ended up dropping Spanish. Mm. And so just like the whole semester I was just suffering because it was like so much work for all these classes.
Yeah.
But
and I didn't really have any friends. I was really good friends with my roommate because we came in knowing each other, and that was great.
Oh, because you got to pick your roommate. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so that kind of, it was amazing, but also maybe stunted some of my growth. Mm-hmm. But that's okay. I ended up making friends. But I just felt like at the very beginning, oh, I had no friends. And then once I started making friends, it was like, oh, I have no time to hang out with these friends.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that was really hard.
Yeah. How about... yeah, definitely homework. I'll just say that's a word.
Okay, homework's a word.
And, like, no sleep is a hyphenated word.
Okay, that's one.
Tired?
Yeah, like deep exhaustion.
Dang.
And, positive.
And positive, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Okay, like, great.
Ooh.
Before we deep dive, Hazel, do you have your three words?
You know, I thought I was going to get away with not doing this, but yeah, right. I stopped thinking.
Welcome to Chat with Molly.
It's mostly just like the social aspect of things, so like a little confusing.
Okay.
And then I think just like orientation week felt like an entire semester in itself.
Oh my God.
So we're already on semester two.
Yeah. So those are my three words.
Okay.
Yeah. Confusing. Sick. Orientation week.
Got it.
Yeah.
Okay, so the tire, like the time management thing is just a whole new ball game in college. It's like unreal how many balls you have to juggle.
Somehow I've managed to watch 6 seasons of the 100, the whole season of Sex Education.
Well, Liv, if you are deeply exhausted, I think I'm seeing where this time is coming from.
It's not even late at night. I'm just like...
And then she does her homework right late at night.
Yeah.
Which is...
Yeah. But I finished all the shows, so I have nothing to watch.
Okay, great.
Until you find the new show.
Okay, yeah. Mom.
There's a new movie on Netflix that I want to watch. It's called Let It Snow.
Yeah, there's a load.
It was a John Green book.
Yeah.
Back in the day.
Oh, is it like the snow ruins everyone's plans?
Yes.
I think I watched the trailer for that.
Yeah. I read the book in like 7th grade.
Yeah. Was it good?
I loved it. But it's just like a classic.
Yeah. Okay. Movies are a great thing to watch because they only take 2 hours. Shows are often like 13 hours.
Yes. That was a lot. But I found out the main characters of the 100 are married in real life.
Oh, that's really very exciting.
So then I had to watch interviews about
them. Oh, okay.
And they're Australian,
right? I can do the rest of this interview in an Australian accent.
I'll let that be up to you. I'm not going to squash your creativity. Yeah, listeners, if you want to call in and give your vote, then I wonder if we could have like a poll.
Yeah.
I convinced somebody that I was actually
Australian.
No, you
didn't. He was very global.
Okay.
But he was like, what city are you from? And I was like,
Melbourne.
I was like Sydney. I don't know any other cities in Australia.
Exactly. Yeah. Okay. So, wait. I want to get back to this whole asking you about your personal lives.
Okay.
So, Hazel, you said socially it's confusing. What is it like? Sometimes fun and confusing, or it's just like, what's going on?
I think so. I think it's so hard to, because you don't really have any like deep friendships unless you come in knowing people freshman fall. Like, it's just kind of impossible.
Yeah.
I have my guy Olivia over here.
Yeah.
So it's just like, especially orientation week, it's just very fake, and like everybody is just saying hi to each other, and like everybody else seems like they have more friends, and you are like, why don't I? And it's just a constant.
But also everyone just has fake friends.
You do, but part of me is always like, I don't know.
Yeah, a week was also weird because since it was just freshmen, like there was like, became like almost a hierarchy of like, and obviously it's only the people that like I knew, so like other people didn't have any idea who these people were. And I'm sure there were like hierarchies other places. But
yeah.
There were the people who like started kind of their ego started inflating, and then just when the upper class came, it's just like,
oh dang, that's funny.
Yeah, which was nice. It was nice that when it ended, because
yeah,
it was like,
yeah, like the people who like go out first and yeah, like are like yeah, trying to,
but
like
it's not yeah, fun like that,
right,
first
exactly
week. It's terrible.
Yeah,
so
no, it totally
yeah
is.
My first yeah,
it's cool.
Yeah, it's hard.
It's over. Yeah. We made it.
And now you guys like know so many people and like have a good framework, right?
Yeah.
At least, I don't know, you guys know the team at least.
Yeah. No, starting Frisbee definitely helped a lot. Yeah. And just like having actual like planned activities that weren't homework.
Yeah. And that like felt productive and then also sometimes were fun.
Yeah.
Depending. Yes. Yeah. Speaking of Frizz. So you guys, you said you knew each other coming in.
Yes.
Do you want to tell people where you're from and how you knew each other and just the friendship origin story?
Okay. Well, we're both from Seattle, and we didn't go to the same high school, but we like always in middle school, we played against each other in Frisbee. And Hazel has a story about her first memory.
Okay, the first time
I don't think this is true.
The first time I ever played against Olivia Goss, it was in middle school. And our teams in middle school in Seattle, the Ultimate Frisbee teams are always co-ed, which is like
interesting.
Cool. You don't play single gender until high school. And so I was playing Olivia Goss's team. It's Universe Point, but in middle school it means it's like 7-7 or something.
Right.
And like she has the I have the Frisbee on the end zone line. I just like turf it or something. She's marking me. And like, I think she must have touched me or something, but it didn't affect anything. And she's like, Hazel. Or no, she didn't say it. She was just like, I fouled you. Do you want to call it? And I was like, okay. I just my concept of spirit of the game was nothing. And
right.
Like, also she didn't foul me, but I was just like, sure, I'll take the Frisbee back. And then we won.
All right, that's kind of sick.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
On Universe Point.
And then we played.
High stakes.
Yeah. So I guess always sacrificing things for you.
I guess. Yeah. Yeah, Olivia, you have an amazing spirit of the game.
I know, I have the worst because I just let her do that.
Times have changed.
Wow. Wait, so Olivia, what's your first memory?
Yeah,
of
I'm
Hazel?
Trying to think. I think
not that memorable.
Well, I don't think I have one specific one of when I first met you, but I remember, so we both made this like middle school club team.
Okay.
In eighth grade, and it was like really,
it's called Small Fries.
Called Small Fries, and it was very elitist and like,
oh it, wait, Ben KM was telling
yeah,
me about this.
It with me.
You guys like won everything.
Well, Small Fries, we didn't really play people because no one else had middle school club teams.
Oh, okay.
But maybe Ben was, yeah.
There's something else with Fries.
Yeah, there's a high school.
There's
the
high school,
one was Fries, and they won everything. They were like sun
kicks. Oh, okay. Maybe that's
fine. Yeah.
But you were the smaller version.
We were the middle school version. And I remember Hazel was there, and I thought she was really cool. And I wanted to be her friend.
Oh my
her
god.
Instagram was HazelBasil206.
It still is. Hit me with a follow.
And wait, that's your email?
Her Instagram.
Instagram.
And my Instagram was Laffy, spelled LAFFY, _ Livy, LOL. And I thought it was really clever. And she was
Laffy, just like laughing, or like Laffy Taffy.
No, like Laffy.
Okay, Laffy.
Because I was like so happy and spirited back then.
Great, and now the world has crushed you.
Yeah, she's sleep deprived.
Yeah, and then in high school, we played against each other some more, but also on this like similar teams that weren't school related. And what are we talking about again? Oh, we know each other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I guess the friendship just blossomed.
Nice. So you guys were like friends in high school, like even though you would like hang out in high school.
Like we were always like very close on our teams, but we didn't go to the same school. We didn't have the same friends, so like, and we were busy.
We never hung out not in the context of Frisbee until probably this year.
Got it. Yeah, that makes sense. It's like your Frisbee friend.
Yeah, yeah. We were always friends.
Nice.
So that's cool.
That's great.
I remember when she. Because I applied here 82, so I already knew in what was it, February?
Yeah.
And then I remember when she was like, I'm applying. I was like, and she was like, I got it.
And it was like, it was like the day that I got back all like all of my college acceptance letters. So it was just like a ton of rejections. And I texted Olivia and I was so sad. And I was like, I got into Tufts. Like, I didn't know. I was just like, because I was really like disappointed about like other schools.
Right.
And she was like, very excited.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I guess I can be happy about it. Like,
change my mentality. So hard to say nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It worked out.
Yeah. Heck yeah. Here you are.
Here we are.
Yeah. No, I think with the college decisions, I firmly believe it kind of doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Some things matter, like whether you want to go to like a 2,000 person school or a 20,000 person school. But like, other than that, there's every type of person at every university, and there's a cheese club everywhere, you know, and there's a frisbee team everywhere. Like, everyone just has. One. Yeah, not this one. Emo. Not the emo. Yeah. No, we are pretty special. But I think most non-frisbee players can be happy anywhere, for sure.
Yeah.
So, we're registering for classes next semester. Mm-hmm. Are you guys excited? Like, are you taking anything fun? Is anything, like, really exciting that you're looking forward to?
I'm taking a couple classes that I'm pretty hyped about. I'm taking an environmental biology class with, like, half of my teammates at 9:30 a.m. three times a week.
It's going to be, what day of the week is it?
I think it's, like, Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday or something. Like, I complained about my 9 a.m. English class.
Yeah.
So, this is... We'll see how this goes.
It's at 9:30.
It's at 9:30, which is so much better.
Yeah.
But it's only 50 minutes three times a week. And I'm taking a food ethics class, which I was very excited about because I'm, like, really interested in food justice and how that relates to, like, environmental science. But it turns out it's a philosophy course.
What?
So, I don't really know what that means.
Wait, and, like, okay, that kind of makes sense. Like, if it wasn't a philosophy course, what would it be?
I thought it would be like a environmental, because it's an environmental science like requirement or something.
Okay, wait, it's called food ethics.
Yes, because there was food systems last semester.
Maybe it'll be about like animals and like ethics of treating animals.
I think it's something like that.
But that'll also tie into environmental impact.
Yeah,
I think.
Yeah.
Okay, that's cool. So what interest, you're maybe environmental science major. What interest, like what makes you interested in that and why do you like it?
I think it's just the most like relevant thing right now. I'm also very interested in like sociology and political science and it intersects a lot with that.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not as like good at the STEM side of things and I would more be interested in like policy making.
Yeah.
And like the social impacts of like how environmental issues are different for like different people, different classes and races. Like that's what's very interesting to me.
Yeah.
So there's an environmental policy class as well. So
heck yeah.
A lot of exciting things.
Yeah.
That stuff is so important.
Because I think, I don't know, maybe it's because I'm on the engineering side, but there's so often I see just like a technology must create. And then we don't think about like, this is only accessible to rich people and white people. And like when push comes to shove and environmental problems get bad, like who's hurt and like what vulnerable populations feel the most. And I think there's not enough people thinking about that. So that's great.
So
yay, Hazel.
Yeah.
Okay, Liv, any exciting classes? I know yesterday we talked a lot about like switching into engineering school and like all that good stuff, but
I haven't quite decided on my class that's not the three STEM classes, which would be, like, Calc and Physics and Comp 15. But there's an ex-college class that looks interesting. It's the intersection of coding and...
Equity?
I think I've heard about that. I will not be taking this class.
Listeners out there, Olivia Goss has a brother named Anthony, colloquially known as Tony Goss, and he is teaching an ex-college class, I'm explaining this because also shout out to my aunt, Auntie Debbie. Love you. Thanks for listening. Very exciting. But basically we have this experimental college where random people in the community will teach classes, and then you can get a grade for those, and then also students can design a course and teach, and that's pass fail. And so her brother is doing a Techquity class in equity in tech, and it sounds sick, and you should take it anyways.
You should take
it if you want to.
So I'd have to like really swallow a lot of internal angst about that one.
Yeah. But there's a co-teacher.
Yeah,
she seems cool.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You could just direct all your questions to her.
No, it's not a... Yeah, I would just feel... so classic. It would be so classic. I haven't decided about that.
But you can never take it again.
Yeah, it's true.
You know?
Well, yeah, he might... Well, she could just like ask him about it.
Yeah, that's the other thing.
Okay, but it's project. It's project based, so it's not really
already like taking comp and
I actually don't know. Just on like a separate thing, I don't know if this would be like the best class for you at in the spring with comp 15 and other things.
I just kind of want to like do like some.
You should continue with Espanol.
Espanol 4 is like hard and has like a recitation, and I'm not doing that.
Okay.
Yeah, especially if you want to switch into the engineering school, like cut that.
I could look at like whatever other requirements to take off.
Would you guys want to go abroad?
For sure. I don't know. I have no idea where or doing what, but I feel like this is like a great opportunity in college that like. To study abroad, that I'm probably not gonna. I would have to really go out of my way to find an opportunity to do that again after college.
I think I definitely like want it to be, I don't want to just like go somewhere and it be like a glorified vacation.
Yeah, I don't think it would be.
And like, obviously, I'll be taking classes, but if I'm gonna go abroad, like, I want it to be. For a specific reason, a specific place that matters to me.
Yeah.
Which I don't really know what that is yet, but...
Yeah. I think... So, yeah, abroad gets a really interesting rap because there's so many people that do the, like... I think what you're referring to as glorified vacation and just kind of, like, bop around and...
Which is also valuable.
Right. I do think that has a lot of value, and it's, like... It totally looks like a vacation from the I don't know. I don't really have a strong point I'm making right now. But I went to Spain last fall. And it was interesting. I came in with a lot of expectations of what was gonna happen. None of them happened. And so at first I was really grappling with like none of these things are coming true, and therefore I must be having a horrible time. And then I just kind of got over myself and was like, no, you can have all these things not work out and also be having a good time. Mm. But it's definitely hard. I think the three things that I thought were going to happen that didn't were I thought my classes were going to be super easy and I would do no homework ever. I thought... I would be really close with my host family and it would be amazing. I would talk to them every day, like whatever. And I thought I would have really good friends on my program. Those three things did not happen. But I ended up making Spanish friends, which is something not a lot of people can do. And I think I did that out of desperation because I really did not get along with people in my program. Everyone came in from like three different schools, Duke, Santa Clara in California, and Rochester. And they just all knew each other. And I didn't like them.
Yeah.
So I wasn't about to like try to pry my way in. There are two girls that I really liked that I made friends with, but and then my host mom really didn't like me. She was this like old Spanish woman who had really strict rules. But she really pushed my Spanish. Anyway, I think you should go abroad, even if it's not like, I don't know, while I was there, I was like upset because it took so much for me to pull off going abroad and like with all the credits and trying to like swivel things around. And I was like, I sacrificed so much to be here and it's not perfect. But like, I learned a lot about like social grit and like being able to like, I traveled by myself for like 10 weekends while I was abroad, and like that was really fun and hard in different ways. And I don't know, whatever happens, it's gonna be like a learning experience. And I think the best thing was that it was just different. I had done 4 semesters at Tufts and had like looking at 4 more, and it was just a good little like boop, let me just bop to Spain for 4 months, and then yeah, boop, bop back for my last 3 semesters.
Was it hard to because you're in the engineering school,
it took planning. It's for sure possible. I know a lot of engineers that go abroad. You got to look at the degree sheet when things are offered in the fall and spring, and then double stack. So like, there are.
So spring was really hard.
No, this fall is really hard because I'm in 2 junior classes, and junior year is just like a grind, and so I'm just doing that on top of the senior classes, which are just really project-based and take a lot of time in a different way. So doing all that in conjunction is really difficult. This is a very hard semester academically for me. But that's okay. Like, that aspect, totally worth it. Like, whatever, I'll just grind it out. Like, your senior transcript doesn't even matter that much, so.
Does your transcript ever matter that much?
Correct, it doesn't. I have not had a single employer ask for my transcript. They see my GPA on my resume, but like no one has asked for transcript. Unless you're like applying to fellowships or like grad school, nobody cares about your transcript. Which a lot of people apply to, but that's not what I'm applying to, so. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What did you, so you said you traveled every weekend. What did mm-hmm. that like?
Yeah.
Like,
so I really like, most people in my program went to like a different country every weekend, and I because flights and trains and buses are really cheap. Okay. So you can pull off like a weekend in Italy for like €200.
Did people just go in. Like, would you go by yourself? Because
so a lot of people went with, like, most people wouldn't travel by themselves. Yeah. They would like go in groups. I plan like 2 or 3 group trips, and that was super fun with like these 2 girls I really liked, mm-hmm. and then like these guys from Santa Clara that were floaters that kind of hopped on, and they ended up being really fun.
Yeah.
But so I really wanted to stay in Spain, and so I went to like a different Spanish city. So I didn't have class Friday, and oftentimes my class ended at like 4 on Thursday, so sometimes I would go Thursday night. And then you just bop somewhere on a train or a bus. And like, Madrid's pretty centralized, and so everywhere is accessible, kind of. And so I went to like, Nancy was in Granada. I visited her. Mm. I went to, like, my brother came to visit. We went to Barcelona. I went to Salamanca, Toledo, all the, like, Valencia, all these random places in Spain. But it was awesome because I could just still practice my Spanish. And, like, if you're 3 out of the 7 days, if you're in a different country, you're just not going to learn Spanish.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, it's just not going to happen. And I didn't even get fluent. You know, I didn't, like, become amazing at Spanish. I improved so much, but I started at kind of a bad level.
Yeah.
But it was really rewarding. And then, I actually went to a Frisbee tournament one weekend.
What?
There was a beach hat tournament in the south of Spain. This was, like, probably my favorite weekend. And this is really unlike me because I didn't play Frisbee in anywhere other than college. And it was like, I am notorious for shying away from like non-UO Frisbee because it's like a little bit intimidating to me. And so Claire was very proud of me for signing up for this. And so I went, and it was just like, I took a bus down to this, like, small frickin' town in Spain. And there were just all these like British people and like all these different Europeans, and you just got put on a team, and it was like a hat tournament on the beach, and like lots of partying otherwise and very Spanish style, because Spaniards like party until like 7 a.m. And so people would literally just like be at this bar and then like sleep for 2 hours and go play again. It was crazy. Nice. I didn't quite do that. But and my team actually won.
Wow.
It was crazy. There were like 16 teams that people got sorted on, and we won it all.
I love that.
It was amazing.
What'd you win?
Just like some, they gave out like candy, and we got first pick on the big candy. But this one guy picked like weird marshmallows, so it wasn't even like that glorious trophy, but it was good enough. But I don't know, yeah, that's kind of where I traveled. And then I went afterwards is when I really balled out and traveled. I went to, because my finals ended on a Monday, I got this flight on Tuesday from Madrid to Brussels for $12. And like usually, and that's like a pretty far flight, and getting to like Northern Europe can be pretty expensive.
Yeah.
And yeah, so I got to Brussels, and then I took a bus on over to Utrecht, Netherlands, which is where our dear friend Claire is from. And she came home from finals when, and I like met her there.
Oh,
and
so
I stayed with her family for 4 days. And then my family came out, and we bopped around Amsterdam for a while, London, and then back to Madrid. And that's where I traveled.
That's awesome.
Yeah. That's so cool. Pretty good. Definitely, like, okay. I really wanted to go to South America. That's, like, what I wanted to do. But there was no, I was very particular in my programs because I needed a program that offered engineering, which wipes out about 95% of programs, classes in English because I can barely do engineering in English. And then I wanted to go to a Spanish-speaking country. And so there was only really this program that I could do. There's tons of engineers. Like, there are really good options for engineers if you don't care about a Spanish-speaking country. But, yeah, I think, and I was worried because Europe is, like, really accessible any time in your life. And so I could have done this really any time, but that's okay. I did it now, and I can go to South America some other time. Yeah. Okay, do you guys have any last words you want to say to our listeners? Any message you want to put out there?
Go Bows.
Oh, go Bows.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Lead brown and blue.
Oh, yeah.
Don't take a lab at 8:30 a.m.
Don't take a lab at 8:30. You heard it here first, peeps.
First.
Okay, we're going to play our closing. So I guess we have a few minutes. We can do a little stage. Oh my gosh, I have to do a PSA. Wow, I am just all over the board today. Okay, so there's this big book of public service announcements, and I'm just going to randomly choose one. Da, 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 da. Organ donation. Signing up to be an organ donor is one of the most generous things you can do, especially when you consider that a single donor can potentially save 8 lives. That's 8 people who won't have to spend agonizing months or years on the transplant waiting list, who will get a second chance, all because you agreed to donate some body parts you won't be able to take with you anyway. To become an organ donor, register through the state agency. Locate your state registry on the organ donor website at organdonor.gov. Designate your choice to be an organ donor on your driver's license. If you do not have a driver's license, print a donor card and carry it with you. This provides your legal consent to donate organs, eyes, and tissues for transplant. Fill out your advance directives, will, and living will. Include your organ donation. These legal documents speak for you when you are not able to speak for yourself. This has been a public service announcement from WMFO and Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Okay, shout out to organ donation. That's all I gotta say.
Yeah.
Okay, it is 7:57 a.m. This is Chatting with Molly. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And our closing song will be a song my dad played for me as a wee child for most of my life. and it has my name in it. So I hope you enjoy it.